At Breezeline, great connections come in pairs. Switch to fast fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month and get a free line for a year when you pair with Mobile. It's the perfect pair for the perfect price. Get the reliability you need and the value you want. Enjoy fast speeds for work or play. Connect at home or on the go and save every month. Don't miss this special offer on internet and mobile. Visit breezeline.com today.
Summer is almost here, and you can now get almost anything you need delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? You can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get chicken parmesan delivered. Sunshine? No. Some wine? Yes. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. See app for details.
Football on Off the Ball.
So that's also not healthy. It's great for the Premier League, but it's probably bad for the rest of the world.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we get all the fallout from Páirc Uí Chaoimh, where Ireland's 1-0 win over Slovenia wasn't enough to see Carlow Ward's side get promoted to Nations League A. We'll get the latest from the Ireland men's side as Adam Ida predicts a battle for his starting spot at Celtic next season. And after Kevin Kelleher's move to Brentford was confirmed, will he be a guaranteed starter even if Thomas Frank leaves? But first to events on Lee side last night as Saoirse Noonan's first half header gave Ireland a 1-0 win over Slovenia. It wasn't enough as Slovenia's 4-0 win at the start of the campaign back in February earned them promotion into League A of the Nations League. Ireland will find out at lunchtime on Friday who they'll face in October's promotion relegation playoff, which is two legs. They'll play one of the third place teams from League A, who are Denmark, Belgium, Iceland and Austria. Ireland boss Carlow Ward says if her players can combine working hard off the ball and being composed on the ball, then the future is bright.
Probably the way I'd put it is a Carlow Ward team on the ball and an Irish mentality off the ball. Which, that's what we need to build on. We have to build on. You know, if we want to play in an exciting way going forward, that's the way I like my teams to play, we have to make sure we're better off the ball. And that was the start of it tonight. We'll go to the US and play the best in the world and try and continue that work. But there's still a lot of work to do. And what it does do is put us in a good position to build. And I said to the group, if that's something, one, you'd be proud of, two, you can build on, and three, if we can combine the two, you know, the future's bright.
Louise Quinn came on for the last 10 minutes in her 122nd and last ever appearance in green as they pushed for more goals. She told Off the Ball's Kathleen McNamee that she felt the love in her final week in Ireland camp.
Yeah, listening to the girls, messages and how the week has been. Yeah, it's just been it just shows they're just incredibly kind people. And, you know, when you come into this year, just, you know, coming to this group, you're just so looked after. And, yeah, I've felt a lot of love this week and I think a lot of reminiscing as well, which has just been, just so funny. I've just laughed and smiled all week, and then, just small moments of tears, and then as soon as I kind of feel the tears, someone just, you know, makes me laugh again. And I think that's obviously, of course, I'm going to miss the football, but, you know, it's the bus journeys, it's the, you know, lunch, dinner tables where we sit around for an extra hour or two and just chat a load of crap, and, you know, they're the moments I'll remember more. There'll be, obviously, a lot of moments on the pitch, but I think off the pitch has been amazing.
Carlow Ward also paid tribute to the Centurion.
Look, it's been a really good but emotional few days for everybody. I think everybody knows Quinny's a national sweetheart. She's a legend. She's somebody that everyone admires. So we just had a few words, and she basically just touched on to the next generation that what it's meant to her to wear the shirt is the proudest thing that you can ever do as an Irish person, and make sure that you do not take a single minute for granted, because, you know, she never did. So it was more passing on, and I thought it was an unbelievable message to leave.
Next for the girls in green is a trip stateside to take on Emma Hayes' USA team, but several players won't travel, including Katie McCabe. Ward believes the Irish captain is suffering from burnout.
I think Katie is. She's played an awful lot of minutes for club and country. She's, you know, on the verge of burnout, as are some others. There's going to be conversations. Won't just be Katie. They won't be travelling. There's probably going to be a number. it's something I think we spoke about in the press the conference the other day you were here, and it's a difficult one. I mean, you've seen with Millie Bright at England coming out, mental and physical fatigue is massive. And I think, look, I felt it at Villa. It was the reason, you know, I needed that break. And it's a really tough place to be. And I think there's a lot of players close to that. They've played a lot of minutes. So we have to protect them. We have to protect them as people. And we'll support anybody that needs that break.
Turning attention now to the men's team, and preparations continue for Hamir Halgrimson's side ahead of Friday night's friendly against Senegal. Jason Knight is one of just two outfield players in the squad who played their football in the Championship last season. The 24-year-old is the Bristol City captain. He played 3,848 minutes of the 4,140 minutes available last season and featured in all 46 league games. According to the CIES Football Observatory, Knight was officially ranked as the third most experienced 23-year-old in world football last April. Only two players born in 2001 in the world have more match appearances than the 303 he's already made in his career. Referring to quotes mentioned by John Egan last week about playing through the pain barrier, Knight says you learn as you get older.
Yeah, I think John's probably right. There is a line. I think as you get older and more experienced, you learn what you can play through and what you can't. There's always knocks and niggles you can get through, but I've been fortunate enough as well to get through a season without hurting myself too badly, so a bit of luck as well. But I think you can always get through a certain pain barrier and get on the pitch.
What's that line for you? Everyone's
different line. If the leg isn't off, I suppose.
Adam Eade is one player who'll be hoping to lead the line on Friday alongside the likes of Evan Ferguson and Troy Parrott. The Celtic striker missed out on the treble as Aberdeen beat the Hoops in the Scottish Cup final last month. The Corkman scored 20 goals in all competitions as one of his strike partners, Kyogo, moved to Rennes in January. And despite having Johnny Kenny and Dyson Maeda on the books, Ida expects the club to sign another striker this summer.
Obviously, it was a disappointing end to the season for us, but overall it was a fantastic season. Came away with two trophies, and personally for me was brilliant. Scored 20 goals. I think most strikers will say the same thing. When you're scoring goals, you just have that feeling and you're hungry for more. So it's great to have. You know, got a nice little bit of rhythm. I've had brilliant strikers like Kyogo before, so doesn't bother me. You know, I know myself. The club probably are going to sign a striker, so it makes no difference to me. I'm still going to do my bit and try doing my best for the team and hopefully have another good season. Yeah, it can be tough. You know, the pressure there is a lot, but and you're expected to do a lot. But I think with the experience now, you kind of have to put that behind you and just you kind of know what you're good at. And like you said there, if you don't score in a couple of games, it's not a case where I'm going to give up and listen to an ex-pro what his thoughts are. I'm not really that concerned on what he thinks. I'm there to do my bit, and I've had a good run in the last couple of games, so I know that it can turn quick, and that's football. There is a lot of pressure at the club. It's good. I think every player wants to be at big clubs, and what comes with a big club is the pressure.
In golf, precision is everything, on and off the course. PGA of America chose advanced 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business for smooth operations and seamless transactions. Together, we enhance ticketing and concessions for better fan experiences from gate to green. This is pro-level efficiency. This is PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Summer is almost here, and you can now get almost anything you need delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? You can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get chicken parmesan delivered. Sunshine? No. Some wine? Yes. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. See app for details.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart? Why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Kevin Kelleher confirmed his move to Brentford from Liverpool yesterday. The Cork man has signed a 5-year contract and the club has the option to extend his stay by a further 12 months. And the goalkeeper will join international teammate Nathan Collins at the Bees. It's believed Brentford will pay an initial £12.5 million for Kelleher, who only had 1 year left on his contract at Anfield, with the rest due in performance-related instalments. Kelleher made 20 appearances last season, largely in two spells when Alisson Becker was injured. He wanted more first-team football, and the arrival at Anfield of Georgian international Georgi Mamardashvili from Valencia, a move agreed last summer, certainly reduced Kelleher's chances of first-team football. Cork amateur club Ringmahon Rangers will now be in line for a €3 million payday. The lads discussed it on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning.
They can have a preference, but I think when you come to a club like Brentford, who've just spent €18 million on a goalkeeper, it's understood he's going to be your goalkeeper.
I wouldn't think so. It's not. It doesn't work like
I don't
that.
Think
that's not that much
think,
money.
I don't think head coaches like being told
for a club like
you
Brentford,
have to pick someone
for a
sure,
goalkeeper.
They paid more for Nathan Collins, didn't they?
Yeah, but for a goalkeeper...
I don't think so. I really don't think so. It's not like he's not coming in as a marquee signing. Like, he's not, like, they're taking a chance.
Ah, they're not taking a chance.
He's never been a first-choice goalkeeper before.
I don't think he could... if you'd have said that 2 years ago, I would have said fair enough, but he's played enough games for Liverpool now for us to
he's
know...
He's played about 20-odd league games.
25 Premier League matches. But
and a
load of League Cup games. He's played big Champions League matches
in a like team Madison's that is out. Regularly winning I can afford basically put him in
that's
because they're
the
not
one,
going to be
that's the one that we don't know about because the quality of defence that's in front of him. But equally, even for that quality of defence, he had plenty of it's not that he's absolutely without error clearly, but he's had plenty of saves to pull off, and he's been very good. Like, I mean, there was a long period of time where you'd hear Liverpool fans saying like that Alisson wasn't hugely missed.
Yeah, that's bollocks, to put it politely. That's because you have Virgil van Dijk there. And you have... Virgil van Dijk now... If we put it in thing, we have actually like a fairly interesting comparison of... We've seen a lot of Kevin Kelleher playing behind Nathan Collins.
Yeah.
And it's not always been very good on both their parts. I know he makes a lot of saves, but he's a lot of shots and he does make mistakes for Ireland. I just think you can't take for granted that he walks in... Like, at the end of the day, he's gone to Brentford. It's not that Spurs were knocking down the door. I see Chelsea now are looking at Mike Maignan as well. So like, it's not that
Russell Martin over here.
All these guys are breaking down the doors to try and get Kevin Kelleher in. This is a risk.
To hear more conversations like that, remember Off the Ball Breakfast is live each and every weekday morning for free on the Go Loud app and on YouTube from 7:30. And if you don't want to miss a single thing, why not become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. Turning attention to some more transfer news now, and Manchester City look set to bolster their midfield. A deal worth €55 million plus add-ons has been agreed with Milan to sign midfielder Dejani Reinders. The Netherlands international only recently renewed his contract at the Serie A club through to 2030. Reinders scored 15 goals in all competitions in the season just gone. He was voted Serie A midfielder of the year. Kevin De Bruyne's exit leaves City with a hole to fill in midfield. even after they added to their options in the winter transfer window when they brought in Nico Gonzalez from Porto. They'll be helped by the return of Rodri, the Ballon d'Or winner, who made his comeback from a lengthy knee injury layoff for the penultimate game of the Premier League campaign. Reinders, who joined Milan from AZ in 2023, has been capped 22 times by the Dutch since he made his debut in 2023. He was part of the side that got to the semi-finals at Euro 2024. Manchester United have registered their initial interest with Brentford in signing Brian Bumo, according to Sky Sports. Contact between the clubs has been established, but no formal negotiations have started. Brentford are willing to listen to offers for the 25-year-old, who they value at more than £60 million. United have already agreed a deal to sign Matheus Cunha from Wolves for £62.5 million. Martin Zubimendi says he's expecting a different and long summer, with the midfielder a long-term target for Arsenal. A deal has been effectively agreed pending a medical, with Zubimendi's club Real Sociedad expressing a preference for the move to be finalised in July for accounting purposes. Arsenal's move for the Spain international has been worked on for a considerable time and comes a year after Liverpool failed in their own bid to sign him. However, links to Xabi Alonso's new project with Real Madrid could tempt the Spaniard to the Spanish capital yet. Zubimendi, a product of Real Sociedad's academy, has made 236 appearances for his boyhood club since he made his debut in 2019. Zubimendi has 15 caps for Spain, and he impressed in the Euro 2024 final win over England when he replaced Rodri at half-time. When asked about the possibility of joining Madrid under Alonso, who managed him during both of their time in Real Sociedad's youth academy, Zubimendi said Alonso was always his idol, and he was lucky to be coached by him in the reserve team in a very important year. The following year, he was already in the first team. And Lee Carsley has signed the new contract to stay on as England under 21 boss until the end of the 2027 European Championship. His team will aim to defend their title from 2023 in this summer's edition of the tournament in Slovakia. Ireland are in the same group as England for the upcoming qualifiers, which get underway in early September. That's about all we've time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.